part with me on several occasions. It's been provocative. Karen is the New Jersey GASP Executive Director, Global Advisor, Smoke-Free Policy. Get it? GASP. All right, let's go to Karen Blumenfeld. Karen, how have you been? Welcome back.
Great. How are you, Dom?
Very, very well. Now,
hi, Mayor. How are you?
Good afternoon.
All right, Karen, we'll start with you. Karen, tell me. Now, look, we want to avoid secondhand smoke, et cetera. But, my God, in the great outdoors, you might be blocks or even more away from anyone. Why shouldn't I be able to smoke a cigar or a cigarette?
It's basically common sense. And here's the deal. Secondhand smoke is the number one cause of preventable disease for smoking and secondhand smoke. And there is no safe level of secondhand smoke. So if you are three blocks away, at some point you're going to meander down to a bench and probably sit next to somebody who doesn't smoke. Or you're going to go to a playground, or you're going to go to a bleacher and watch a sporting event where other people don't smoke and someone is smoking. And that smoke is going to negatively impact that person immediately. So in order to create healthful environments for everyone, because they are public places, and it's for the greater public good, and 85% of people in the state don't smoke, and out of the 15% who do smoke, 70% want to quit. And also to make that behavioral change for kids to show them that to be healthy, you should be in a smoke-free environment, not just in the school or at a mall or at where your parents work, but it's a message to give to kids.
All right, Karen, let me ask you before we go to the mayor for a response to that. Would you make smoking illegal?
Well, I think that smoking should be illegal. It's caused by New Jersey over $3 billion with a B dollars a year. It's the number one cause of preventable disease and death. But, you know, there's very strong lobbyists with the tobacco industry that keeps this product on the market.
Well, I would say there's a very strong libertarian streak in me to say, how in the world would you ban something like that? I don't want people to have secondhand smoke, Karen, but I was just fleshing out where you would go. You have to be kidding me. You mustn't believe in liberty or freedom too much.
Well, I think that, Dom, if your office right now was loaded with asbestos in the air, I don't think you'd be very happy. I think you're glad that the government decided to ban asbestos in new buildings, and that if buildings are getting rehabbed or torn down, that it has to be made sure that no one is exposed to this, because we know that it leads to mesothelioma. So secondhand smoke is in the same class as a class A carcinogen as asbestos.
All right, let's get the mayor in. Mr. Mayor, what do you say to this notion that for all those reasons above, the bad example, the fact that you're not going to circumscribe these people in a fishing boat, they're going to get out of that boat and they're going to be in places where people don't want them to be?
Well, to be clear, the safety of our children is a top priority. And to that end, I support a 100% smoking ban at playgrounds, the ball fields, the picnic areas, all of which where children as well as adults gather, and the secondhand smoke is clear and present risk. I do not support laws that label people abnormal right from the get-go. Secondly, I would point to the GASP publication that I was provided when this thing came forward, which I have in my hand. And on page 4, it states, number 3, in the 2005 In 2005, researchers in Maryland they determined that the effect does not reach beyond 23 feet from the source. That's their own publication. So their publication is saying that there isn't an issue 23 feet from the source. Their own publication, and that's where my issue is.
Let me ask you, Karen. I hear you, and Karen, that seems to me to be pretty common sense. But I know that's why some buildings you can't smoke within 20 feet of them. That. 23 feet seems to be a pretty good zone.
Well, here's the story. The full study showed that you need a minimum of 23 feet, and it really depends on wind and other conditions. But with regards to what the mayor shared, of course we're interested in where people mostly gather, but people and children, adults, senior citizens gather anywhere in a park. So to say that only lungs will be protected in a playground or they'll be protected on a bleacher doesn't make sense.
No. Well, wait a minute, Karen. I think, Karen, what I think he's saying is you don't have to be in the area, though. If these people are there where you're playing ball, et cetera, obviously they shouldn't be smoking there. But you have a vast park. What are you standing next to this person for? Give them a little bit of space if they're smoking. Stay away from that area where you don't have to be and they can be left alone.
Well, the thing is that it's for the public good. And so people are exercising in a park. They're walking on a trail. It might be a senior citizen, and that's all their place that they can go outside from their housing. And they want to sit outside. And they have chronic pulmonary disease. So we're saying to someone who has chronic pulmonary disease that that is less important than someone who's lighting up a cigarette. I think that if we want to model good behavior for children, then it needs to be throughout the park and not just at designated areas, because then the modeling mechanism is not effective.
Well, I think the parents should be the ones that are talking to their kids. But let me take a call for you, too, for Karen Blumenfeld and Mayor Richard Dow of Mount Holly. Let's go to Joe in Northeast Philadelphia. Excuse me, Joe.
Hey, Dom. How are you doing today? My question real quick is the smoking ban, is that enforced by police officers, or is there a fine that's involved if you are caught smoking?
Mayor, can you answer that?
Well, as we discussed before, the various ordinances that have been passed have fines up to $2,000. The one that was just passed in my township starts at $250 and can go to $1,000. And It would be enforced by police officers, which is why a couple of residents spoke up about the reality of being able to enforce such a wide, reaching law in the first place. It's virtually impossible with the limited police department personnel that we have. They're already overtaxed with the laws that we already have.
Thank you, Joe, very much. Karen Blumenfeld, let me ask you, what's next on the agenda for GASP in New Jersey? The casinos, I think, are being hurt because people can gamble here and stay here, and I think the Pennsylvania are more liberal on smoking in the casinos. The Revel, Karen, I think one of the reasons they tanked was they didn't allow any smoking.
Actually, there's been no evidence, no empirical evidence to show that, any type of smoking restrictions in Atlantic City has hampered their economic situation. In fact, smoking is allowed on the casino floors, as it is in Pennsylvania, and it's rarely enforced on the casino floors in Atlantic City, where you can and can't smoke. People basically smoke almost wherever they want on the gaming floor, so there's really no negative economic impact on having, 25% of the gaming floor be smoking permitted versus
but,
not.
But, Karen, the Revel had non-smoking, that total non-smoking with gamblers, which is insane.
Well, actually, it's not. If you look at the number one slot revenue casino in the country is in New York, and New York has 100% smoke-free policy. Delaware is outperforming Atlantic City. The new Massachusetts casinos that will open, the casinos are bidding on those licenses and gotten them. So they talk out of both sides of their mouths. On the one hand, they say, being smoke-free is bad for our business, and yet there they are first in line to bid on those licenses where they will have to be 100% smoke-free and within 100 miles from the Connecticut casino. So smoking is not an issue. With Revel, unfortunately, Revel did not advertise to anyone that they were 100% smoke-free.
Oh, I knew it. We talked about it.
85% of the population in the tri-state area. Now, we're situated somewhere where we never saw any ads that said it was 100% smoke-free. We're very happy that they did it at the time, but we don't have any indication that whether they are or aren't is a result.
Okay, let me take one more call for you guys, for Karen and Rich Dow. Let's go to Chris in Flemington. Chris, go right ahead.
How are you guys doing today? Listen, are there any statistics of proven cases of illness by secondhand smoke that did not involve a worker who was confined in a small area like back when you could smoke on airplanes?
Sure, ask any physician who treats children, adults, senior citizens.
No, I'm not asking that because that's not an answer to my question. That's rhetoric. Then that's not an answer to my question.
Yes, you can go on to the Center for Disease Control's websites, the World Health Organization websites, and there's plenty of scientific, empirical evidence that's been published in peer-reviewed journals.
Cigarette smoke being harmful in a confined area. I am asking you, you're standing out here fighting a point.
Mm-hmm.
Have any information to back up your statements that secondhand smoke in a park will cause an illness? If somebody
wants
to have a cigar,
go into the same websites and you'll find it.
I'm not asking them. You're the one presenting the case. You're the one fighting for it.
There are websites. There's multiple scientific studies that show the harmful impact.
I'm on the website. You're not telling the truth. Thank you very much.
All righty. Well, Chris, thank you very much. Karen and Rich, can you hold? We have a ton of callers that would like to talk with you.
Absolutely.
All right. Karen Blumenthal, let me just make sure I put you on hold properly. We'll have folks get in at 855-839-1210 and Rich down. Oh. All right, Eric, my fault. Get the mayor back here. 855-839-1210. Understand what's different about this. I think Chris in Flemington was on to this. This is saying in these vast stretches, in Burlington County, apparently there's a mania over this. There are a lot of these towns and townships, et cetera, going this way. You heard the other part. Here's the part I'd like you to zone in on with Karen and Mayor Dow. That it looks bad if there are smokers there in a recreational area. Kids see this. They don't see it in school. They don't see it in areas. They shouldn't see it in these outdoor areas. We got to remove the smokers so that kids see that. I want to hear from you as a parent, may have never called me before. When your children, particularly if they're young, they see someone smoking, have they ever asked you about that? Do you take it as a teachable moment to say, hey, that's an evil person. Get them out of here. Or do you say, that person has a problem. They have an addiction. Do you say anything? What have you told them about smokers when they see smokers? Should the state really be involved in circumscribing these areas so that kids don't see smokers enjoying themselves? Chris said, standing there smoking a cigar. Is that such a bad thing for a kid to see? Is it damaging? 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210.
Dick Moore's breath of fresh air on the radio.
Look at the consequences of what having Obama in there is.